This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out comedian Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Bill Cosby had agreed to give potentially incriminating testimony in a civil lawsuit filed by accuser Andrea Constant over a 2004 encounter as long as he would not be charged. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says District Attorney Kevin Steele was obligated to keep his predecessor's promise to Cosby. Instead, Steele had Cosby arrested for sexual assault and charged in 2015. That conviction has now been thrown out. Cosby has served 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence at a prison near Philadelphia. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A United Nations court has convicted two former allies of the late Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic of aiding and abetting crimes committed by Serb paramilitaries in a Bosnian town in 1992. However, the court said there was not sufficient evidence to convict them of other crimes in other towns and villages in Bosnia and Croatia as the former Yugoslavia disintegrated in the early 1990s. Jovica Stanisic and Franko Simatovic were convicted Wednesday of aiding and abetting the crimes of murder, deportation, forcible transfer, and persecution. Burton Hall is the UN judge.
Having considered all relevant factors, the trial chamber sentences Jovica Stanisic to a single 10 years of imprisonment and Franko Simatovic to a single sentence of 12 years of imprisonment.
The judgment can be appealed. Myanmar's government has begun releasing about 2,300 prisoners, including activists who were detained for protesting against the military seizure of power in February, and journalists who reported on the protests. It appeared, however, that not all activists and journalists were freed. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is temporarily raising pay for federal firefighters to ensure that no one fighting wildland fires is making less than $15 an hour.
We're remembering the horrific scenes from last year. Orange skies that looked like end of days, smoke and ash that made the air dangerous to breathe. More than 10 million acres burned.
Biden's plan for the higher pay and other moves to boost U.S. wildfire fighting capacity and prevention efforts came after a virtual meeting Wednesday with governors from several western states to discuss what is shaping up to be a torrid wildfire season. A huge swath of the Pacific Northwest is in the midst of one of the worst heat waves in recent memory. Western states are sweltering under a massive heat dome with temperatures hovering as high as 50 degrees Celsius. Record heat has burned more than 5,300 square kilometers of land this year. Four more bodies were discovered overnight in the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in Florida as the search for more than 140 people unaccounted for is in its seventh day. The official death toll now stands at 16 after most of a building in the Miami area town of Surfside suddenly fell early last Thursday. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Chief Alan Kaminsky says rescue crews are doing everything they can to find survivors.
Very, very difficult situation. About working collaboratively in a group, trying to attain that goal. And that's to save someone's life.
U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit the site on Thursday. The White House says they will ensure state and local officials have everything they need for the rescue effort and will meet with families of some of the victims. The head of the World Food Program said Wednesday that the number of people close to starvation has more than tripled after being at around 80 million 4 years ago. Following a meeting involving the foreign ministers of the Group of 20 Nations and representatives of non-governmental organizations, WFP Executive Director David Beasley said the pandemic has been devastating to developing nations.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle. Delta and other variants taking place, devastating, particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio, who was hosting the meeting, said the group had hammered out some best practices for responding to humanitarian and sanitary emergencies in the future. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.